Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started off doing the ahadith with the virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we do some ahadith wherein the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, but people hold back from saying salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the warnings for this. Obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest person ever created, the greatest of mankind, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is due to the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the whole world is in existence. And it is due to the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that everyone in this world is benefited. Every single animal, every single creature, every single human being, all are benefiting because of the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is the Ummati da'wat or the Ummati ijabat, in other words, whether it's the Muslims, the non-Muslims, everyone is benefiting. Allah's arm azab on the whole world is not coming down through the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even the non-Muslims are benefiting because of the zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can you get a person that is more miserly than that person that is holding back from sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his name is taken? So these hadiths show us that this is not a small thing. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, then how seriously we should take it by sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raghifa anfu rajulin dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya, rawahu tirmidhi. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that may that person be humiliated who, when my name is mentioned in his presence, he does not send salutations upon me. May he be humiliated that my name is taken in his presence and he does not send salutations upon me. Look at this, is one of the specialities of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our deen of Islam, that we got so much of reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever his name is taken also we say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is written, then we write there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we hear somebody saying his name, then also we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of respect. And you look at the other religions, so easily they just say Jesus, or they just take some other name, Moses. They don't, that respect is not there. That high level of respect that Islam has shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That love is in every Muslim's heart. If a person has got him, even an iota of iman, he'll have that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when his name is taken, how can we not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can we not send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If ulama mention that in a gathering wherein the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, then at least one time to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wajib. At least one time when you hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taken, say it one time, now becomes wajib. The first time a person hears it, he should say it. And thereafter now, it's something that's preferable. Every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken, a person should say at least sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one easy way of thinking about it, or easy way of doing it, is think that somebody who showed you so much of kindness, say you were in a problem, and somebody showed you so much of kindness, so much of help, so much of assistance, he helped you all the time, he was that pillar of support for you, and now when that person is in a little bit of trouble, and that person needs a little bit of assistance, if at that time you don't go and help the person, can you call yourself really a generous person, a kind person, appreciative person? Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in any type of trouble. But this is the kindness that he showed us, so much kindness, so much of love, so much of muhabbat, and we're still benefiting from him up till now. How much more selfish we are if we don't even take out even a little time to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ لَا تَجْعَلُوا قَبْرِي عِيدًا وَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُغُنِي حَيْثُ كُنْتُمْ, رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ. Rasul Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not make my place, my grave, do not make my grave a place of celebration. لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا. There's three meanings to this عيدا, we'll come to it. وَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ, but rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, send salutations upon me because your salutations reach me wherever you are. In other words, you don't have to come all the way to my qabr. Make this a place of celebrations. Very often you'll find people gathering together on the occasion of the birth of some pious person. They make it a day of celebration that some pious person was born on this date. So everyone gets together and they celebrate. Here the first meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that don't make my qabr a place of celebration. Because when you start making the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a place of celebration, then automatically other bid'at will start coming in. So this word Eid, لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا, the first meaning is like how on a day of Eid you celebrate, you are joyous. Don't come there and make my qabr a place where you start celebrating. Everyone gathers and we have like an urus there at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, don't do this. The second explanation ulama give, لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا, is do not make my qabr a place of i'tiyad. I'tiyad means like a person habitually coming there as a ritual. He's not coming there with that enthusiasm and that love for my qabr, but no, this is just a ritual that once a year, twice a year, or three times a year, whenever I go, I must just go and pop in there at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spend one day and go. Not like that. Here it means that when you come there, come with that love and come with that enthusiasm. Come there with that enthusiasm and that love that Allah has given you the tawfiq to come to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this one tells us it mustn't just be a ritual. When you do go, don't always go, don't keep on going, but when you do go, don't take it like a ritual. And the third is, لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا, like how Eid comes two times a year, don't make my qabr a place wherein you only come on specific dates, like how Eid comes specifically on two dates, don't make my qabr only twice. Now this obviously from us is a little bit hard from far. But can you imagine a person that is staying in Medina Sharif? And often you'll find people like that, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. But a foreigner goes more often to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than the people that are staying, even local. You get people like that. So may Allah Pa give us the tawfiq. We shouldn't look down upon them. But it's just as a lesson that sometimes you can be right there and you can be deprived of going to the Mubarak qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith is saying, لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا. Don't make my qabr like how the two Eids are. That only two times in a year you are coming to my qabr. You are staying right there, it's so easy, so accessible. But you are only coming there two times. And Allah forbid, some people don't even go there even that amount. So this explanation means that if you got the opportunity to come more often, then come more often to my qabr. Obviously now this comes with the other explanations for people that are coming from far, that they shouldn't have any outstanding debts, shouldn't be owing people money, they shouldn't be cutting out on those things that are necessary for them, as they should look to see what is the need of the time and accordingly they should do. Where a person is very near and there is no cost, no expenses, then he should make it a point of going to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will continue as we did in the hadith previously. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exalted us on the day of Friday, that he mentioned that this is your best day. So increase salawat upon me on this day, because your salawat is presented to me. So we should think that when we're sending salawat, that is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is presented specially in person. That such and such a person, the son of such and such a person, has presented the salat to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should take pride in the way we say it, and we should try and continuously increase salawat on this day. Very easy. Try and keep our tongue moist. If we can't, if we're forgetful, then try and keep a tasbih in the hand, keep a tasbih counter. But remind ourselves that today is Friday. Why waste time talking? Why waste the time listening to the radio, looking at the internet? Let us increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the tanafus. This is the rivalry that the pious have on a Friday. The pious, they don't rival to see who can make more money on a Friday. They have a rivalry to see who can send more durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a Friday. So the pious people on a Friday, this is their competition that they have. Not a spoken competition, but it's an unspoken competition amongst the pious, that can I be the one who sends the most salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we want to join into the competition of the pious, this is what we can do on a Friday. Keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I said, the easiest one on the tongue becomes the easiest to continue with. So therefore, what is easy on one person's tongue, he should send that salawat upon Rasulullah, or that salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal, try and become early for Jumu'ah Salah, try and read Surah Kahf, and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib, because ulama of the opinion, the du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.